So, point is, not that hard.
Yeah.
And you are lucky, you guys, because you have so many resources, so many movies, so many songs are in English.
Yes, yes. And there are too many ways of learning now. Because, the easier way to learn a language is to take a course. But you can learn a language just...
There's so much available on the internet now. It's amazing.
Yeah. You can make your own.
The key thing is, as you said,
material
to
learn.
You need to be applying what you learn.
Yes. I like that because, you know, it's in Chile we don't have money really to spend in
on a course. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't think it's necessary.
Cool.
I don't think. I mean, it can help. There are limitations, of course, to taking a standard course. But there's no reason why you can't, you know, start now at a beginner level or intermediate or whatever. There are many, many resources out there.
Yeah. Yeah, and also the courses are for I don't know, 30, 40 people. They're not personalized.
They're not personalized.
Yes, but when you learn by yourself...
And you can use material that interests you. I think that's the biggest difference. Because otherwise, what I've found learning languages, you're forced to read texts or do things that have no connection with your life.
Yes.
I know you're not going to use the language in that context at all. There's no point. I said to my students, for example... Don't bother learning vocabulary or recording vocabulary that is not common, that you aren't going to use. There are enough important words to focus on. So don't get caught up on trying to understand every single word in a text.
Yes.
It doesn't help you.
Can I tell you what blew my mind when I realized that you should learn a new language the same way a kid, a baby, learn its own language?
Yes and no, I think.
Yeah, but... It's,
like
it's
absorption, immersion, just hearing it.
From practice to the theory, not...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Right, well, I guess that's been my experience here a bit in Chile, in the sense that I'll hear people saying things in a certain way, like, but why do they say it like that?
Yes.
And then I'll look at the grammar and then try to practice it myself, and that way it really sticks, right? Because it's come from the fair call.
And I really believe that.
But that's the big difference between a baby and the person. You do need some theoretical element, but you're right, maybe starting
and
with
you,
the
you, yeah, and you already have a whole structure
on
your head.
As opposed to...
Yes, from your mother tongue.
Mm. Exactly.
Yes. Yes, but the point is you can apply the same logic to learning a new language. And have you seen those? There are a few guys who are like teaching in 3 months a new language and things like that.
Or speaking.
You can learn in 3 months, in five months.
Again, depending on the person, but it's proven to be possible.
Yeah, it is.
You have the motivation and the discipline, absolutely. Yeah, the resources are there, I guess is the point.
Yeah, and there is also the music strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you should, sing.
Oh, okay.
And listen to music, to lots of music, and then you kind of get the language. Without reading the rules first.
Okay. I think that depends on the person. Because for me, for example, even the songs in English, I don't actually hear the words.
Yes.
I'm the worst. You know, I'll go to concerts and think I'm singing along to my favorite song, but I'm just singing something else that I've made up.
Yeah. You know, here in Chile, when we are kids, we fake English language in songs lot. Yeah, like
we make up words.
Because we don't understand what it's said. So
it sounds like
we just make up
what it sounds like. To
yeah, say. Yeah, phonetically.
Yeah,
and it's very funny because yes, and it's but it's so fake. Yes, and that there's a word for that.
Really?
Yeah, we call it chamuyo. Chamuyo.
That's fake English.
That's faking anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I don't know if you if you tell me, hey, I just saw an UFO just around the corner. And I tell you, hey, you're chamuyando. Yeah. You're just this is just a chamuyo. It's like a fake thing. It's like you're making things up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we when we are kids, we listen to English music. Oh, yeah. And we try to understand, but we can't because we don't know English. But but we repeat the sounds, and it's quite funny.
Funny results.
Yeah,
for people who understand.
Yes, but I can't give any example now.
That's
because
okay.
I don't remember anything. But and I just remember a few dirty examples, but I won't say it. Would save them now. Okay, I think we're done here.
Okay.
I'm going to check the list. And any advice for English learners
from
over the world?
We've said it enough times today, but I'll say it again. Practice. Whatever opportunity you can get over Skype with someone, there are plenty of forums online. They're undoubtedly travelers in your city, whether they're native speakers or not, they probably speak English.
Yes.
Get onto couch surfing. Meet people that way. Practice English. But do take the time, depending on what your objectives are. But if you want to be improving your English, take the time to go from the practice to the theory.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's so much on the internet nowadays.
That's a good advice.
Pronunciation to grammar to text. It's all at your fingertips.
Yeah. And how... How it works, couch surfing?
Basically,
what do you need to do?
You just need to open an account, and it's free. And you can find people who are traveling through wherever you live, and go join events that they might be attending.
Yes,
you can host people. They can stay in your house, so you can meet them for a cup of coffee, show them around. Very easy.
Cool. All right. So, to finish our interview, now I'm reading this. Would you like to say something else?
Would I like to say something else?
Yeah.
No, but to any of your listeners out there, continue with your language learning endeavors. Good luck. And yes, hats off to you. Lots of respect to Jose for all that he's managed to learn by himself, really, and for doing this podcast. I think it's a good initiative.
Thank you for meeting me here.
No worries, I'm with the palm
to
tree.
Accept to record a podcast because no everyone would I don't know say yes to this because I don't know, it's always a bit of a you know like self.
Well, it just to me it has just felt as though we've been having a conversation here under the palm tree.
Yes.
And your phone sitting there recording everything, but
yeah. I hope I hope it is recording.
I
actually
hope so too, because
I don't want
to repeat everything.
Yeah, I don't want it either.
Okay, well maybe we should check.
Yeah, I'm going to check in a few minutes. And so I think I'm going to name this thing I'm doing now with interviews.
Yeah.
And I've got a name on my mind.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to name it A Bit of a Chat.
A Bit of a Chat.
Yes.
What was A Bit of a Chat?
A Bit of a Chat. A Bit of a Chat with Lisa in this case.
Okay. All right. What was A Bit of a Chat?
And then I'm going to have a few
other interviewees.
Yes. And so the...
Well, thank you for having A Bit of a Chat with me today.
Yeah, thank you too. So this is... This is the end of this episode. I hope to talk to you later. Thank you, Lisa, for being here.
No worries. You're welcome.
This is goodbye.
Bye.